Welcome back to the Cosmic Lounge. For this episode, we are going to dive into exploring the power and limitation of labeling. And once again, why is it that I feel compelled to share to do this exploration and really like dive more into what's beyond this and why it's important, I feel, is because obviously during the week I got to explore with clients or my own self this idea that trying to understand our life is what we're here for. And although understanding is an important aspect of this exploration, and it is definitely by using a form of understanding that we can feel safer moving into this world and exploring this big unknown. And that is the power, literally, of labeling and using the linearity, trying to have an A to B to C to D that is giving us a certain sense of control, a certain sense of relatability to a universe that is so big, so much bigger than what we can even fathom, that if we don't put a little order in it, it would be unbearable and definitely feeling unsafe to move through it. So because we are by nature explorers, exploring is what we need to do. And being able to realize the power of understanding is essential. Understanding is essential for us to create a paradigm through which we can dare ourselves a little more, challenge ourselves, open doors, moving forward, connecting with people, encountering the new opportunity, new encounters, new being in our life. And in this way, in order for us to be able to go out there and do these experiences, we must feel enough confidence within ourselves to actually encounter this new. Now, in order to do this, this confidence is built, I would say, around the certainties or certitude that we tend to have around how we see life, what we have been taught, the knowledge that we have. And the more people agreed on this knowledge, usually the more power we give it to. Right? So it keeps us safe, and we need to understand that that's the power of understanding. Understanding gives us a sense of order, and the sense of order provides us a sense of safety. With this sense of safety, we can move forward, opening new door, which is ultimately exploring more consciousness, which means elevating consciousness, turning more darkness into the light, which is what we're here for. So that's the power of this understanding. In order for us to understand, we're going to look at something, and if we don't understand it, we're going to put a beautiful label on it. And because it's a little disturbing at the beginning, and it's a little dark, and we don't know what it is, so it's scary. Because if we don't know what it is, if we cannot label it, then it can just, you know, come and surprise us when in our sleep, right? So what we tend to do is we're going to put a big, beautiful word on it with letters, and then we're going to attach a meaning to it that will provide us a sense of framework that is going to give us a sense of safety. And perfect, we get up the next morning when we see the same thing, it's no longer new. It has a name, and so now we just can use it to keep moving forward. Because we are in a world of duality, at the same time that we are creating safety through labeling and putting words and understanding this world in a certain way, we are experiencing the other side of it, that is the limitation of the labeling. You cannot have the power in a duality without having the counterpower that actually it provides at the same time, right? It comes with the same coin. The other side is the limitation of putting a label on it, is that now it is defined. Whatever we have experienced now has a name. And if it has a name and we have given a meaning, a certain meaning to that name, to that word, that experience or that person or that thing becomes hooked, stuck into this word with the meaning, the original meaning we gave it. So you can you can see where I'm going to with this, is that whatever was the meaning that we assigned to something 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago, may not be at all what we are capable of connecting deeper with that same things, so to speak. And it's no longer using the power of that experience to continuously elevate us. So in this way, the challenging part of this labeling is that it hooks us in a definition. And in order for us to continuously evolve, we're going to have to detach ourselves from the definition in order to give a deeper, greater, more powerful meaning to experiences that we have had in the past. And for that, we're going to have to go back to the narrative of that meaning and detach ourselves from it. And this is really where we are right now. We are, and when I say we are, it's individually, we have a responsibility to look back at all of the limited meanings, labels that we put behind the labels that we have given to life, to ourselves, at some point in our life. Because this meaning belong to, and these labels belong to the chapter number one of our life. And this chapter very often was co-created with others, with the collective, with our parents, with our teachers, with our culture, with our religions. Whatever the collective outside may have been, the communities outside have provided a co-creative experience where those meanings were given to us. When we are exploring our ability to evolve, we're going to have to reassess all the meanings that we have given to people in our life in order for us to actually really make sure that that's what it is. So, of course, when we start looking back at the narrative, the stories that we have about who we are and how we got here, it's going to take us back into the past where we were younger, where vulnerability was very tender and where we didn't feel capable and prepared to actually face that much power or that much darkness. Because again, remember, more power implies first accepting darkness because power is the transformation of darkness into light. So when we are younger and we are being brought experiences that are perceived dark, and some of them can be really, really dark, we are also at the same time giving an opportunity to access to the power that is beyond them. And as kids, what we tend to do, because we're not prepared by design, we are going to hold on to the darkness. And we are going to do that until we gather enough structure, inner strength, courage, framework, knowledge, experiences, wisdom, in order for us to look back and reconnect with our inner child, our child from the past and through our inner child, and provide a path for this child to feel free and safe again to move forward, because he knows that he is no longer alone having to face the darkness to transform into light. He knows that now he has the guidance of the wise, the elder within him to move him from where he is to a year later and 2 years and 3 years. And eventually that's how a 7 years old man or woman, which again, it's a 7 years emotional or a 12. I know that personally, I have my 13 years old emotional self that was stuck into a 24 years old body, right? So it looks like I was a 24 years old woman, but my action were triggered by an emotional 13 years old stories that kept me prisoner from my maturity, my emotional maturity. And I was acting from a 13 years old scared. And I was looking at it through my relationships. I was looking at it through, and I was projecting those in my relationship, made choices that obviously were not a choice of a mature being, but more of a child, of a scared, disempowered, vulnerable being, right? And of course, the outside environment at the time could never see that I was choosing from a 13-year-old self. They looked at me as a 24, 23, 22, 22 years old, and just like, you fucked up, and being judged by it. And of course, it is totally natural for somebody who is seeing me as a 24 years old woman who is thinking that I'm fucked up because I acted from, like, because the action is showing what I'm doing and therefore who I am. And this is the moment when we need to realize that's not the 24 years old me that is choosing. That is the 13 years old me that is choosing. And why would a 24 years old regress to a 13 years old to make an action is because I cannot do anything else because I didn't know how to do anything else. I had to taught my 13 years old how to get matured by trusting me with guidance that it was safe to move forward in life, to trust people, especially the divine masculine, to trust that people would not going to abandon me, judge me, put like whatever narrative I was filtering myself and life through it, right? So this is really to realize that our power to label and provide framework and need to understand life is important, but to provide us safety. But when we are in a space of needing to elevate our experiences to move, to transcend, to evolve, we're going to have to distance ourselves from this narrative. And that is usually when we have to go back to the darkness and retrieve the stories that are just no longer supporting our evolution. So the question is today, what is it that you're experiencing that is not the greatest experience, not feeling good in your own life, and that you are invited to look back in the past and transcend that because you're transcending the narrative that actually creates it, right? So if you need help with finding where it's hooked and maybe some guidance to get out of it, well, you know where to find me, alinahenley.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Aline Henley as well. And even if you just want a conversation about it because you want more clarity, please reach out to me. And then take a look at all of the offering on the website, whether it is for the program or the experiences, the festival, the retreats, and then reach out again to ask a question. I will be there for you. I thank you so much, and I see you in the next time. Bye-bye.